Lone Blockbuster store still standing in Oregon by Stephanie Emlott on March 8th on Geek.com. Like most children of the 90s, I remember almost weekly visits to the nearby Blockbuster, where my family or friends and I would choose a pile of movie rentals to occupy our Saturday nights. I also remember regularly receiving red envelopes in the mail bearing the Netflix logo and the latest DVD on my growing list of to-be-watched films. Suddenly, walls of new releases and shelves of candy no longer appealed to me the way ripping open a posted paper pouch did. Thanks to mail-order subscribers like me, as well as Redbox automated kiosks and video-on-demand services, brick-and-mortar Blockbusters became a relic. The company filed for bankruptcy protection in 2010 before its remaining 1,700 stores, down from 9,094 in 2004, were bought by satellite TV provider Dish Network. And while the Blockbuster brand is mostly retired from our lexicon, but not from our hearts, Dish maintained a small number of franchise agreements allowing some locations to stay open. As of this year, just two stores remain, one in Bend, Oregon, and one in Morley, Western Australia, which is set to close at the end of this month. It's been a great ride, but all good things must come to an end. Morley shop owners Lynn and John Brzezinski wrote in a March 3rd Facebook post, 5 more days of renting, then everything will be for sale. DVDs, Blu-rays, shop fittings, and fixtures. The writing had been on the wall for a long time, according to Lynn, who cited the rise of streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime as the main culprit. We put in a pretty good effort to be the last one in Australia, I suppose, but it was going to happen eventually, and now was the time, she told the Australian Associated Press. Now, Central Oregon's largest city and de facto metropolis, known mostly to fans of outdoor sports, can expect a wave of nostalgia hunters visiting the last standing Blockbuster store in the world. Locations in Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, closed in July, leaving a lone wolf shop off 3rd Street in Bend. I wondered which one of us was going to hold out the longest, General Manager Sandy Harding said in an interview with local news site The Bulletin. A newfound novelty for physical businesses has seemingly re-energized people to leave the couch to rent movies again. We probably open up 10 accounts a day, Harding admitted. It's crazy the amount of people that come in and want a Blockbuster card. I don't foresee the store closing, she said. I think we are good for a while.